Hey guys, it's Ellie. We're back with another Monday episode, and we're talking about developing godfidence and what that means for us as teens and tweens, and what that means for any teens or tweens that you might know. So first of all, what is godfidence? Well, godfidence is something that I have been seeing around lately that I've realized is so applicable to my life and to everyone's lives, and it really is just so rooted in the gospel. And godfidence is saying, I'm not going to be confident in myself, who I am, and my capabilities, but rather I'm going to be confident in God and who He is and who He says I am. I'm not going to rely on my abilities, I'm going to rely on God. I'm not going to rely on my plans or my timing, I'm going to rely on God's. And so what does this look like in our lives as teenagers, as tweens? There's so much talk about what that looks like maybe in the adult lives or maybe just generally for all Christians. But what does that mean for us as we're in school, as we're in our prayer lives, our Bible studies, as we're cultivating relationships with the people around us, even our parents and family members, new friends? So let's start off in our prayer life. Godfidence in our prayer life means saying, God, I'm giving it up to you. I'm going to trust your timing, not mine, and I'm confident that you will do what you say you will do, that Lord, these callings that you've placed on my heart, that have been on my mind, and these scriptures, that these things will come to fruition, and I'm going to rely on your ability, and I'm going to keep asking and seeking and knocking and talking to you, God, about the things that I desire and asking if these are in alignment with you and trusting that your plan is going to be brought about in my life, and I'm going to trust you by walking in obedience to you. And it's saying, God, the way that I am obedient, the way that I am disciplined, the way that I understand and discern your word doesn't come from me, but it comes from you and your Holy Spirit. So that my life can just be this living sacrifice laid out on the altar, meant to glorify you, meant to love you, meant to love your people, and just join you in this work. To join you in the work of evangelizing to people and just bringing heaven a little bit closer, to loving people like Jesus did and showing people that love. This time that we spend praying with God is the time that we spend in communication with Him. For me, it's the time where I get most emotional during the day sometimes. It's where I lay out my dreams before God, the dreams that He's placed on my heart, the dreams that I don't know where they're coming from. And I say, God, like, what do you want me to do with this? Please show me. It's where I ask Him questions and I seek out answers. And sometimes I don't get an answer right away, and I don't necessarily hear His voice audibly, but it is just saying, God, it is all yours, not mine. It is on your power, not mine. And then what does godfidence mean for us in our Bible study? Well, it means that as we're studying the Bible, we can search for examples of when others have had godfidence. We can search for the reasons why we can trust God. And this really comes back to the gospel, because the gospel says you cannot rely on yourself. I heard someone today and they characterized heaven as being something that you earn by your good works. And I don't think that they were necessarily talking about Christianity specifically, but the concept that people have around this isn't really the right one. Heaven isn't something that you earn. It is something that is a gift offered to us through Jesus. It is something that we are given by grace when we choose to accept it. And as we go through our Bible study, we say, there is a God who literally became a human like me and came down to this earth and took everything that I've done wrong, all the ways that I've wronged Him, all of these things that I've done throughout my life, this perfect man, and took it all upon Himself and died the most brutal death, being whipped being lashed, being made to walk, being made to have nails through his hands, a crown of thorns on his head, being made to painfully breathe upon that cross until he breathed his last, while he was being mocked and scorned by the people he died to save. And that man died for me. And he was raised up again to life so that I might have new life in and with him. And that is where confidence is derived from. It is, there's no confidence in myself. I am unworthy. I am not worth what this man, what this God did for me, and I cannot rely on myself to get to heaven. I am an imperfect human being who needs a perfect God to save herself, to save himself. And I rely so completely on this God, and I get to do that in my life, so why aren't we doing that? I've been studying Acts lately, and it has really just been a testament to this, saying, look at these people who are going out and proclaiming the word, who are saying, God, please forgive them, as they breathe their last breath because of persecution, because they're being stoned to death. What does it look like to fearlessly walk, not even 100% sure that you're going to end up in the right city, not even 100% sure that you're going to be encountering the right people, but walking in faith, even when you haven't seen it yet, and saying, God, you are going to lead the way. The world doesn't live like this, but I am going to be living for you. Loving the way you do, preaching your gospel. What does it mean to be living in that way? And so in our Bible study, we can look at these examples of people who've walked in this confidence and this faith in God. That is really what confidence is at the root, is faith in God. And saying, God, you are going to do what you say you will do. You will never break a promise. And as we look into our Bible, we can see the way that God loves us, the way that he died for us. We can see how to praise him in his majesty, what that is, what his glory is, and all that he's just done for us, and how to walk with him faithfully. And that is God's word to us. That is how he teaches us to be walking with him. And so that is something that we need to be in every day and applying to our lives. So then what does confidence look like in our relationships? Well, you have relationships with everyone. Whether it is a very kind of distant relationship with someone you've never talked to before, someone that you pass by in the hallway, or a classmate, or an acquaintance, or a close friend, or a brother or sister in Christ, or a mother or a father, a brother, a sister, an uncle, an aunt, you have a relationship with all these people. And a lot of it looks like saying, I'm not seeking the acceptance of these people. I'm not going to worry about how they view my identity. I know that my identity is rooted in God, and my confidence isn't in myself. It is in him. So no, it isn't about what they think of me. It isn't about if they love me or if they hate me. That doesn't matter. What matters is that I know that the Lord loves me, and that is all I need to know. And I think a lot of us, most of us honestly, will get so caught up in the idea of these romantic relationships, attractive people that we see around us, and sometimes you're just thinking, oh, you know, like, I wonder what this person thinks of me or what that person thinks of me. And the reality is that's not something we need to be thinking about. It can be fun, yes, and there is, in a sense, some value to that in a time where God is bringing us into a stage of preparing for marriage. But that isn't really the focus of a lot of us right now, as we're in high school, as we're in junior high. And when you begin to define your worth based off of how you think someone thinks of you, or how you want them to think of you, or how they do think of you, that's where things begin to fall apart. Because what they think about you is so, so, so insignificant compared to the vastness of the love that God has for us. So even when we feel self-conscious about the way that we look, we can remind ourselves, I have a God who loves me. And it is okay that maybe I look different, that maybe I'm acting different today, because I'm rooted in God, who I am confident in. Even if maybe my face looks a little bit weird, or my hair looks a little bit weird, or I don't like the way my body looks, as much as it feels like it matters, it doesn't matter to God. Yes, he does want us to be taking care of ourselves, but none of this changes the way that he loves us. That is one thing, that is one of the things that will just never change. And that is what we can be confident in, is our God. I heard this recently, and we might change. You know, our bodies might change, our grades might change, our abilities and skills might change, but God will never change. So we don't put our faith, our confidence in ourselves. It's not about developing self-confidence. It's about developing this confidence in God, this confidence, this faith, that no matter what the world says, no matter what sins you committed, God is still the same. And God will always be there loving you. He will always be there for you. He will always be there for us. And so, speaking of grades, what does confidence look like in school? It looks like saying, God, I have faith that no matter what happens, you have a plan in all of this. It looks like my worth is in you, not my grades. And it also looks like saying, God, I have faith in you, and I'm going to be obedient to you and steward my studies well. It doesn't look like slacking off and going to play video games for 24 hours because you're like, confidence, you know, my grades don't matter. And sure, your grades don't matter in the eternal long run, but God wants us to be putting effort into these things, okay? Reaping and sowing, you reap what you sow. And God wants us to be giving an example of hard work and discipline to the people around us. Like, imagine if someone sees a Christian who is just completely slacking off. They aren't doing any of their schoolwork. They aren't acting with academic integrity. And they say, oh, is that what a Christian is? And that's not the only reason why, you know, we should be disciplined in our studies. But it's a way that we honor God, is in the way that we steward what he's given to us. And I used to, you know, kind of wonder why I was doing school, and I started thinking, oh, it's not really that important for me to study. But as I've been growing in my faith, I realized God wants me to steward this role that I have as a student. He wants us to steward all of these roles in our lives, yes, in confidence in him, in faith, but that involves obedience. It involves saying, I am confident that, God, you're going to deliver if that's what you say you're going to do. It's saying, God, I'm confident that you have a plan worked out, so I'm going to live in obedience. And so how do we lean into this in our lives? The main things I would really say are, like we talked about earlier, getting into your scripture and looking at the examples of that and praying over that. And then secondly, which is prayer, saying, God, there's this thing maybe that I have been struggling with that I am struggling to trust you with and have faith in the long run. And you say, God, I'm going to lay it at your feet. I'm going to declare who you are, because something that I've been learning is that you don't need to be scared for God. You don't need to be scared that he's not going to deliver. You don't need to be scared that his reputation's going to be tarnished. He is taking care of all of that. So declare your faith. Declare your faith to God. Declare your faith to other people. That's something that I'm working on lately, is declaring my faith and saying, God, I'm going to trust you with this, and I'm going to work in obedience and faith that you are going to answer, and whatever that answer is, it is going to be the right one. And whatever your timing is, God, whether that is in a month, in a day, in a second, or in 50 years, that your timing is the best. And so I really hope that this has helped you. If it has, please just share it with someone that you think could benefit from this reminder of what our faith is rooted in, this reminder of what confidence in God really looks like in our lives. But thank you so much for listening. There's a link for voice notes in my Instagram at Diaries of His Daughter, and a lot of just inspiration and encouragement for you throughout the week. So if you'd like to kind of get in touch with that, go ahead and go over to Instagram, again, at Diaries of His Daughter. But thank you so much, and I will be chatting with you again next week. So have a best and blessed week, and I'll chat with y'all again next week. Bye.